Clearly reeling from the effects of declining support in the wake of the recent looting and anarchy, the ANC has committed fiscal treason against the people of South Africa by offering an 18 billion rand cash bribe to secure the support of public sector unions ahead of the upcoming local government elections. We all know that the ANC relies heavily on its allies in COSATU-affiliated unions to campaign for it ahead of elections, and with its support already flagging, the party was clearly willing to do whatever it takes to appease radical unions. It is blatantly obvious that the ANC offered the 18 billion rand cash payment to buy the support of labor unions in the run-up to the election. The only way that this political bribe could have been more obvious is if the ANC handed the money to their union cadres in unmarked duffel bags. As always, it is taxpayers who will have to pay for the ANC's desperation to remain in power at any cost. Out of every 1 rand paid by taxpayers, 48 cents will now go towards paying the salaries of ANC cadres and government employees. The wage increases are also nothing less than treasonous in the current environment of economic collapse. While private businesses in sectors like hospitality and the alcohol industry have been decimated by COVID lockdowns and subsequently left to fend for themselves by a government that despises the private sector, the government continues to fall over their feet to pay outrageous salary increases to their political allies and public sector unions. By paying this political bribe, President Cyril Ramaphosa's reform agenda lies in tatters. As the ANC has always done, he has left South Africans to foot the bill for a political bribe that will benefit cadres and cronies while decimating the futures of citizens.